हरि जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय बलदेव जय सुभद्रा जय किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 हरि गौर प्रेमानंदे जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिराजकार स्तोत्र सत्य सिमल डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंदे श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिराजकार अष्टोत्तर सत सिमल डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की ताई गौर प्रेमानंदे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरहे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवयां भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपाकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः. हरे कृष्ण. यू आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th canto chapter 23 text first. This chapter is entitled The Brahmana's Wife's Blessed. Sri Gopa Uchu Rama Rama Mahabhao Krishna Dusta Nibardhana Esavai Bhadrate Kunnas Tanchintamani Kartumarhati. Sri Gopa Uchu Rama Rama Mahabhao Krishna Dusta Nibardhana Esa Vai Bandhate Kunnas Tanchintam Kartum Arhatam. Sri Gopa Uchu Rama Rama Mahabhao Krishna Dusta Nibardhana Esa Vai Bhandrate Kshunnas Taschantim Kartumarhata. Please chant. Sri Gopa Uchu Rama Rama Mahabhaho Krishna Dushta Nibardhana Esha Vai Bhadnate Kshunnas Dachantim Kartum Arhata. Sri Gopa Uchuhu Rama Rama Mahabhaho Krishna Dusta Vandana Esha Vai Bhadrate Kshunnas Taschantim Kartum Arhasa. Sri Gopa Uchu Rama Rama Mahabaho Krishna Dushta Nibardhana Esha Vai Bhadrate Kshunnas Taschantim Karhutum Arhatam. Sri Gopa Uchu Rama Rama Mahabaho Krishna Dushta Nibandana Esha Vai Bhadrate Kshunnas Tachantim Kartum Arhata. Okay. What word meaning? Sri Gopa Uchu. The cowherd boy said, Rama Rama, O Lord Rama, O Lord Rama, Mahabaho, O multi-armed one. Krishna, O Lord Krishna, Bhustar of the wicked, Nirbandhana, O destroyer, Esa, this, why, indeed, Bandhate, is causing distress, Shunat, hunger, na, to us, Tanshantim, it's counteracted, Kartumarahata, you ought to do so. Translation prepared by Disciples of Jesus Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. The cowherd boy said, O Rama, Rama, multi-armed one, O Krishna, the chastiser of the wicked, we are being harassed by the hunger, and you should do something about it. Purport. The cowherd boys jokingly implied that since Krishna, Sri Krishna is a subduer of all bad things, and the Lord should subdue their hunger by arranging for them to eat. In this statement by the cowherd boys, we observe that the imitation of loving friendship they enjoyed with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjanam Shalakaya Chakshurunmitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Subhavatantikam Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamini Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pastyatyade Satarini Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasari Gauravaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. I'm just going to read the introduction of this chapter so that we can understand what is the context about this sloka. This chapter describes how Lord Sri Krishna is, after inducing the cowherd boys to beg for the food, showed his mercy to the wives of some brahmanas, performing a sacrifice and made the brahmanas themselves feel remorse. When the cowherd boys became very hungry, they asked Sri Krishna about obtaining food, and he sent them to beg some food from a group of brahmanas who were performing a sacrifice nearby. But these brahmanas ignored the boys, thinking Sri Krishna is an ordinary human being. The boys returned disappointed, but the Lord sent them off again, advising them to ask their brahmanas' wives for the food. These ladies had heard of Sri Krishna's transcendental qualities and were very much attached to him. Thus, as soon as they learned that he was nearby, they went to him in a great haste, bringing all four varieties of food. In this way, they offered themselves to Sri Krishna. Krishna told the woman that while one can develop the transcendental love for him by seeing his deity form in the temple, meditating upon him and chanting his glories, one cannot achieve this result simply by being his physical presence. He advised them that since they were housewives, their particular duty was to help their husband perform sacrifice. He He therefore instructed them to return to their homes. When the ladies went back home, their brahmana's husband at once felt remorse and lamented, "For anyone inimical to Krishna is the tree birth, seminal, brahminal, and sacrificial are all condemned. On the other hand, these women folk who have not undergone the purification process of the brahminical class or performed any austerity or any pious rituals have thought devotion for Krishna is easy to cut off the bondage of death. Since Lord Krishna's every desire is completely fulfilled, he is begging for the food was simply an act of mercy towards us brahmanas. All the fruit of Vedic sacrifice, indeed, all the things on the earth are all the opulences, yet out of ignorance we could not appreciate this fact. Having spoken thus, all the brahmanas offer their obeisances to the Lord Sri Krishna, hoping to counteract their offenses. Nonetheless, out of fear, King Kamsa did not go to see the Lord in person." So, having read this introduction, we'll kind get the background of what the Cowherd boys are trying to do in this situation. The Cowherd boys with the Krishna, they played all the day and they enjoyed the pastimes. You know, after the pastimes has been performed, Krishna, seeing the Cowherd boys' mood, what is their mood? To beg others for food from the wives. And also, he is seeing the brahmanas' mood. What is brahmanas are doing? What ultimately the sacrifices are? Ultimately, sacrifice is meant for to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, "Yat karoshi, yat jahosi, yat dadasi, yat tapasyosi, yat kunte." So whatever you perform, austerity, whatever you do, duty, whatever you do, just offer to me. That's the ultimate goal of life. So Krishna is observing the brahmanas' mood. But brahmanas ignored them because they don't know who is Krishna is, and they don't have any knowledge, and they think that Krishna is an ordinary boy. Thinking that, they ignore the boys when they come for the food. So coming to this particular purport, the Cowherd boys jokingly implied that since Krishna, Sri Krishna is a subduer of all bad things, and the Lord should subdue their hunger. This is in the mood of Vatsalya. Sakya, in the Sakya Rasa, they were asking, "Oh Krishna, please give us food. We are hunger." So, in this, we can understand how the intimate relationship between Lord Krishna and Cowherd boys. Whereas, the devotees of the Lord, we should be always in the Dasya Bhava. We should never demand anything from Krishna, or we should not, you know, command anything from Krishna. We just ask something from Krishna. If we are in distress, if we are in, you know, wanting anything, as akamo sarva kamo bhya moksha kamo udarata tivrena bhakti yogin. So whenever we need something, we just go and ask Krishna, not in a like Cowherd boys as they did, Sakya Bhav. We should ask in a submissive way. Then only Lord will be pleased. It's not that like we just come to the temple, ring the bell and put some donation in the hundi. We just do it, you know. It's not going to happen like that. It's like a business kind of deal. I'm putting something in donation so that I get something from you. We should do not be in the mood of that. Of course, in the beginners, when we are new to the moment, when we don't know what is Krishna consciousness, we ask from something from Krishna. So Krishna fulfills that to, you know, increase the faith towards him. You know, if you ask someone, then immediately if he gives him, immediately you will, you know, understand, oh, this person is easily pleased. Whatever I need, he is giving to me. Then by that, the gradual development, his relationship is developed. When you develop the relationship between you and the Lord, the Sambandha Jnana is up. Sambandha Jnana is established. Then Abhidhyaya Prayojana. Then when Sambandha Jnana is established, then you should render some devotional services. Then Abhidhyaya, Sambandha, Abhidhyaya and Prayojana. The Prayojana is the real essence of life, real goal of life. You know, love for the Krishna is developed. Otherwise, it will be like only give and take. How much you will give, God will reciprocate. It's like ye thamam prapatyante tamsitavya bhajamyam. How much ever you surrender unto the Lord, that much he will reveal unto you. But whereas in the case of pure devotees, it's not like that. You know, they surrender themselves everything. Mind, body, words, everything they surrender. Of course, we are living in the material world. Sometimes we say that so much distractions will come. You know, so many job obligations, family responsibilities, everything is there. But how we can engage family members, how we can engage our money, how we can engage our time in serving the Lord, that's an important. Everybody have got enough time to practice Krishna consciousness activities like chanting, reading, hearing, everything. But whenever you get extra time, what you are doing, that's a real Krishna consciousness test. So for example, if everybody is there, then everybody, we had a retreat last week, everybody, you know, like we did devotional service and we chant together, we hear together, we hear the lectures. Then how we are really applying those instructions in the daily, that is important. But for that, one should hear more. Like wives of the Brahmanas, they heard more about pastimes of Krishna. When you more hear, and you will become more attracted. When you don't hear anything, you'll become, you know, it's like a mundane kind of thing, mundane kind of practice. Now, just for the sake of doing, we will do. Just we have taken initiation, just we have followed rules and regulations, just we have taken the vow in front of sacrifice, we are just doing. It will not go real deep into the system. When it will go real deep into the system, when we hear more about Krishna, like regularly attending Bhagavatam classes, regularly hearing about Krishna, and regularly, you know, discussing with the devotees the pastimes of Krishna, you know, then you will acquire the taste for the chanting of the holy name. Because our system, our body is like a computer. Whatever you type, it will display on the system, it will display on the monitor. If you type apple, it will display on the apple. If you, whatever you type. Similarly, our body is like a computer. Whatever from the day beginning till day end, whatever the activities you will do, the same thing, you know, it will reflect next day in the chanting. Similarly, whatever activities like, you know, devotional service or any action, whatever we do, that will have impact in our brain. So these Brahmanas have impact there in their brain that Krishna is an ordinary person. Because they don't know, they're doing just for the sake of sacrifice. They are doing every day, you know, they're getting early in the morning and collecting all firewoods, you know, doing sacrifice. But they don't know the essence of the sacrifice. Similarly, we are doing everyday activity, devotional service. You know, every day getting up early in the morning, chanting and reading and everything. But if we forgot the essence of the supreme essence of the devotional service, then it is like a, you know, doing for the sake of doing. Otherwise, we will be not there in this community. Otherwise, you know, nobody will recognize us. We'll get that kind of social fear. But when we do really the bhakti, then it will act upon us. I'll tell one small story regarding this. There was a Gurukula teacher. He was teaching all the students in the Gurukula. And one student was complaining, "Guru Maharaj, you are teaching me so many instructions, you are giving so much knowledge, but I am not able to, you know, get the taste for it. What's wrong with you? Is it wrong with my system? Is it wrong with your teaching? Because I'm practicing so many years, but I'm not getting the essence of that. And I'm not really getting the taste for that." Then Guru Maharaj told him, "Okay, bring the alcohol." Then he was shocked. "Are you serious?" "Yes, bring the alcohol." Then he brought the alcohol. He kept in front of him and opened and, you know, take the one sip of alcohol, but don't swallow, put it in your mouth. And he did the same thing, and he just took a one sip and he put it in a mouth, and for 2 minutes then spit it out, Guru Maharaj said. And as he did, after spitting it out, then Guru Maharaj asked, "Did you get intoxicated? Did you get the taste?" "No, Maharaj." "Why?" "Because you told me that you don't swallow, you just keep it in your mouth and spit it out. I did that one." Then Guru Maharaj told that, "Yeah, this is what spirituality you are doing. You are just taking spirituality till here and not swallowing it, and you are spitting it out. That's why, you know, it's not going too deep into your system. So if you want to practice really spirituality, you know, go deep, you know, read again, chant the holy name, and read the scriptures, discuss. As we discuss with the devotees, Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, then it will really have taste for the next day chanting. Then we can understand why we are doing. You know, sometimes we see, nowadays, I don't know, like, nowadays they don't do autopilot mode. You know, when flights are going, they keep sometimes autopilot. There'll be no pilot. The flight is keep on going. Similarly, we also keep on ourselves autopilot mode. Okay, we'll do our chanting, we do our hearing, we do everything. But sometimes the flight may get crashed. So we should be very, very careful enough. Then what activity it makes me inspire, we should do that. And what activity, when we do that particular kind of activity, we'll get the essence. Because this chanting of Hare Krishna and recognizing what mercy we got from Srila Prabhupada and what mercy we got from the previous acharyas, when we realize that, it will be very shocking. You know, each day hear about one pastime of one acharya, then you'll get real inspiration to practice devotional service. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, you know, he performed 10 years of chanting without moving from one place, 192 rounds. And he used to chant in a small hut. And when it is raining, he used to carry umbrella and he used to still chant to establish the Gaudiya Math philosophy. So they were doing that much sacrifice to establish the movement. Now we don't have to do anything extraordinary. We don't have to start any new movement. We don't have to, you know, perform any austerity like Haridas Thakur, Namacharya Haridas Thakur or Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj. Everything is ready for us. It's just like a plate of full of, you know, prasadam. We just have to eat. You don't have to prepare anything. Srila Prabhupada has given books. Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj has given the plan. And our deities are there. Everything is there. Just, you know, come and eat prasadam. Then digest. That's all we have to do. Then otherwise it will be like a brahmanas doing sacrifice just for the sake of doing. Here, Krishna is a subdutor of hunger. He's not only a subdutor of hunger, he's a subdutor of everything. You know, when we go distress, just really pray from your heart. When you pray from the heart, Krishna, two things will be happening. One is purification, second is glorification. When you are undergoing any severe problems in your life, when you are undergoing severe, you know, ups and downs, when you are undergoing any kind of distress, just sincerely pray, Krishna, I'm not able to understand this, why I'm undergoing this kind of, you know, austerity, this kind of, you know, problem in my life. Just pray two things. For the real mercy, it comes out in the form of, you know, purification. Krishna sends a problem to purify us. Just like if a lazy people, they don't want to do anything. You know, lazy, there is some, they don't want to do anything. They don't want to get up from the bed. Just like pushing, you know, we try to push ourselves, get up early in the morning, getting up early in the morning. Suddenly, you know, we will get some scary dreams, bad kind of dream. Immediately we'll get up and we will start, okay, something is happening. You know, we'll so get disturbed and we'll take bath and chanting. So we will get this kind of, why we wait for the scary kind of things that happen in our life? Why can't we take Krishna consciousness seriously right now? So that we can practice deep and so that we'll get a taste. Because this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is not like a project we see in our offices, corporate office. Like a, this is a project for 6 months. This is a project for 2 months. This is a project for 1 year. This Hare Krishna is not project for 2 months, 1 year. It's like a lifetime project. When you have a lifetime project, you need to invest more consciously what you are doing. Otherwise, it's like becoming a 6 months project. Like, it's like, okay, we are doing 6 months. After that, we'll be relieved from this. We'll do some other things, practices. If you do, if you have that kind of a mood, then you don't get the real benefit out of it. It's like, you know, we have seen in India so many things, so many vows they do, Swami, Ayyappa Swami, Ratha, that Ratha, this Ratha. You know, they wear black dress and they were doing 6 months austerity. After 6 months, they will do all kinds of nonsense things. It's not like that. So my point is that whatever you are doing, do it from your heart. Whether it is chanting, whether it is hearing, whether it is reading, whether you're doing any devotional service, do it from the heart. Because Lord Krishna doesn't need our services. He has got so many things to do and he has so many people to do with a pleasing mood. You know, in Goloka Vrindavan, everybody are in pleasing mood. You know, everybody are happy to serve Krishna. Because what we are doing is like practice Krishna consciousness. The real Krishna consciousness we are doing in a practice mode. Because when you are perfect in practice, when in at the time of service, you will put real heart. Otherwise, if you don't do practice properly here, then you don't perform, you give your best to Krishna consciousness. It's just like if you don't know how to milk the cow, then if you're really, if your cow comes and if you want to take the milk, then if you don't know, then it will be in troublesome. You know, cow will be kicking and it will be falling and you don't know how to milk the cow and you want to, your hunger, because if you, unless until you don't take the milk from the cow, still you will not get hunger will be fulfilled and all kinds of miseries is going on. But if you learn practice how to milk the cow, then you are the best. When you go to Goloka Vrindavan, then you will be the best. Krishna doesn't want anybody who does not practice Krishna consciousness, practice properly here. When you go there, you're going to make a mess up. Oh Krishna, I was never told. There was not my name on the schedule. Why are you calling me? Because we need to harmonize our desires with the devotee's desires. If you don't harmonize our desires with the Lord's desire, then it will be a no pastime. It's a waste of time. You know, Krishna wants to perform any leela. If you don't be fit in that leela, for example, Govardhan leela, then you will be in misery. Krishna doesn't want any misery candidates in the Goloka Vrindavan. He wants to, you know, act upon the pastime. If, for example, these cowherd boys would have said, okay, Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, why can't you manifest anything? You know, you manifest everything, the whole world, you know, you manifest all cosmic energy, why can't you manifest food for us? Why are you asking me to go to the brahmanas and bring the food? If you have this kind of mentality, then performance, you know, pastime would not happen. You know, this pastime would happen so that Krishna is showing the mercy upon us. These pastimes will, you know, gives us the information how we should live in this material world by thinking these pastimes. Now, brahmanas, they are very scholar. We may be scholars in our life, but we should never forget whatever we are getting in our life, it is just because of mercy of the Lord. Whether we got a talent for the playing instrument, whether we got a talent for the giving class, whether we got a talent for the, you know, doing books distribution, whether we got a talent for the, you know, managing organization, anything, we got just because of the mercy of the Lord. That we should never forget. At the moment we forget that this is my endeavor, this is my skills, then Krishna immediately remove that switch. You know, immediately if you remove the switch, all the lights are gone, you will be in darkness. Like that, with just one nerve, when we remove from our life, that's it. That's why we should always think that whatever, you know, at least pray one thing, oh Krishna, you have given me good health to practice devotional service. Because the foremost important to practice Krishna consciousness is health. When you have health, is a wealth. Health is wealth. You know, if you're just sick, you just can't chant Hare Krishna mantra. Or if you're sick, like I'm having flu, anything, you know, observe your mind, how it is restless. Just open, you know, offer your gratitude to Krishna. That is one kind of prayer. Oh Krishna, you are giving me good health, good family, you know, good community of devotees, so that I'm practicing Krishna consciousness. That's why we should more here get more attracted to the pastimes of the Lord, as you know, we observe that in our life, when we practice more Krishna consciousness, when we practice deeply, you'll have real taste. The material world also got taste, but it's temporary taste. But whereas spirituality, it's got taste, but it has got deeper taste for satisfaction. Material world got as attraction. You know, it attracts everything. It attracts our attention, it attracts our consciousness, it attracts everything. But it doesn't not have real taste. When you perform, like when you act upon material things, you know, for hours together, or many months together, many years together, but still you feel the same dissatisfaction in your heart. Whereas Vyasadeva, when he wrote, before writing Bhagavata, when he wrote all the Vedas, Puranas, Upanishads, still he felt dissatisfied because he did not properly glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are also doing everything, but if we are not properly chanting, properly hearing, that dissatisfaction will be always there. You know, that's a main thing. When we do devotional service with a proper mood and gratitude, then satisfaction comes. Sometimes devotees say that, okay, I'm doing, you know, practicing Krishna consciousness for past 10 years, but still I am the same person. You know, my habits are not changed. You know, my attitude is not changed. And my behavior is not changed. My lifestyle is not changed. That means you are not practicing real Krishna consciousness. You're just superficially surfing. You know, surfers, they will go on the ocean, they do surfing. They really don't go into the ocean. They surf and they come out. Okay, done. But if you want to really drown, go into deep, then you'll get wet. Just surfing Krishna consciousness, it's like, you know, going externally, okay, wearing tilak, dhoti, kurta, everything. Is it okay? It's externally good. Externally, you know, it reminds Krishna consciousness. But when you really understand Krishna consciousness, you'll understand the mercy, that why Lord is asking, what you are doing, what you are doing in your life, what you are getting in your life, it is purely because of the mercy. Sometimes we don't know in what form we get the mercy. We get the mercy in the form of service, we get the mercy in the form of chastisement from Guru Maharaj, we get mercy in the form of this chastisement from the senior devotees. If we reject, like the Brahmanas rejected, okay, this person, this devotee is always complaining about me, you know, I don't care for him. If you're in that mood, then you are going to miss the mercy of Lord. We should understand why this devotee is trying to correct me. If you take a minute and think about it, then you'll get the answer. Otherwise, if you think that these like Brahmanas, okay, Krishna is an ordinary person, we don't have to take care. You don't have to really take serious upon his instructions. Then it will be like same person. Each and every person is teaching us something or the other. We should have learned from them. And of course, we will find many, you know, good things, bad things in the devotees, but we should think only good things from the devotees. What is good for us? You know, we sometimes complain that, okay, this devotee has this drawbacks. This devotee has this drawbacks. Of course, try to see some good things in devotees. Well, that's why whenever you see the Lord is only seeing good things in the devotees. And how many of you visited Jagannath Puri? Almost all. In the Jagannath Puri, Lord will open the eyes very big, right? We see Lord Jagannath here also. Now he's opening his eyes always wide and big. See, just to see some good qualities in the devotees. That is the significance. He doesn't want anything miss one good quality of the devotees. That's the mercy of Lord. He is eagerly seeing what good things you are doing. He's only taking that and ignoring the bad things. That's why whenever we get the feedback, whenever we get the corrections, we should think a minute and analyze it, and we should respond to that situation. Otherwise, we will get, you know, we will be losing the mercy of the devotees. When you don't have a devotees around you, you don't practice Krishna consciousness. You know, imagine a situation where you are, no devotees are around you. You are alone. You don't feel like chanting. You don't feel like hearing. You don't feel like reading. You just be with your mind. Whatever mind says, you will do. We don't really want to practice Krishna consciousness. Then that's the condition, souls. Because we don't feel separation from Krishna. As a conditioned soul, does not had an experience of union with Krishna consciousness, real. That's why we don't feel separation from Krishna consciousness, like gopis. For example, I'll give, if you don't see a rasgulla in your life, if I say rasgulla looks white, creamy, you know, juicy, how much ever I explain, but unless until you take and eat it, then you'll get an experience. Otherwise, rasgulla remains, you know, imaginary in your mind, unless until you take the rasgulla. So Krishna consciousness, you know, union with Krishna, it's like that. We never had experience what's real Krishna consciousness is. It's like explaining about rasgulla, which you never seen or never tasted, never heard about it. If I explain about rasgulla of many, many varieties, many, many characteristics of rasgulla, still it will be an imaginary. So that's why if you want to practice real Krishna consciousness, we should take the deep and follow the instructions of the spiritual master, and take the feedback properly, and we don't know when Krishna sends a mercy, then we should be able to grab that mercy and act upon it. So I'll stop here. Sorry if I spoke beyond my realization. Any corrections, comments?
Jaipur.
Ooh.
I need a mic. Very, very profound class. I wish I could mention all your analogies, but I'm definitely going to look back at this class and write down all the analogies. You have a lot of wonderful analogies. And like I said, your whole class was, I wish I could mention all the points, but I'll stick to one main point about communication. If we take initiation, and I appreciate the point, we're just hearing to hear. And if we're just here to hear, then we'll have a lot of communication problems because we see that if you go to school and but you're hearing just to hear, but you're not actually digesting it, you're gonna fail your courses and you won't be able to communicate with anyone in life. And I also appreciate about the point, always see the good in devotees. We all have our faults, we all have our good qualities, but if you see good, you could communicate with others. If you see their faults, you cannot communicate with others. This is precisely what Prabhupada mentions. Unfortunately, I can't reference this, but in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a devotee called Haridas Pandit. It's described he was like a manager of a temple. And so Prabhupada, you can look it on Vedabase. Prabhupada says in this purport, it says Haridas, he only saw the good qualities in devotees. He never saw their faults. So Prabhupada elaborates on the purport. He says, this is like a honeybee. A honeybee goes for the honey. Flies go for the sores or the crap, the faults. So Prabhupada was saying, you know, that's the nature of a devotee is that we should become like humble honeybees instead of fault-finding flies. If we're humble, if we see the good in others, we could communicate with them. If we see their faults, we cannot communicate with them. And regarding communication, I want to share one point from Raghunath Maharaj that I really appreciate about communication. This is from his autobiography. He says, when I was in India, I met many yogis, swamis, and babajis. He said there was one man named Kailash Baba. Kailash Baba told me what to eat, what when not to eat, what to wear, what not to wear, what plants were poisonous, what were edible, what were medicinal, how to respect nature and the animals. And at the end of this paragraph, he says, we didn't even speak the same language. And the reason I appreciate that is because just because people don't speak the same language, that doesn't mean they can't communicate. Now, we could take the flip side of that coin. Just because people do speak the same language, that doesn't mean they can't communicate. The Bible says, if I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. That's all you sound like, gong, gong, gong. You might as well say that. If there's no love, there's no respect. And we see this in the pastime of the brahmanas, the smarta brahmanas. They couldn't communicate with the cowboys. The cowboys saying, we are hungry. Swaha, swaha. They completely ignored them. They couldn't communicate. And so my question is regarding, I really love your point. You were like, we can learn something from everyone. And I was having this conversation with a devotee here recently. He's basically told me, which a lot of devotees have this, you could say, issue or understanding. I only hear from my Guru Maharaj or my God brothers and sisters maybe, or Prabhupada. I don't hear from anyone else. But I would disagree with that because first of all, you're saying we're always hearing from my mind, first of all. And second of all, we see in so many pastimes in the scriptures, and even among ourselves, including devotees, we may say, I don't want to hear from somebody, but we see people are prepared to criticize each other for hours. You're hearing each other anyways, why not hear Krishna Katha? So my question is that how can we give up this illusion that I only hear from my guru or my God brothers? Actually, you're hearing from my mind. You're hearing people insult you for hours. You're insulting, but you're not developing any good qualities or purification. So you might as well hear everyone and try to learn the lessons from everyone. So maybe you could expand on some of these points.
Thank you. I got your point. It's like this, like if you say, like, I only hear from my Guru Maharaj, I only hear from my God brother, it's not practical in the day-to-day life where we are living in this organization. If you say that whenever my Guru Maharaj takes a meal, then only I will eat a meal. If you have a situation like that, if you're thinking that, okay, after my Guru Maharaj eats prasadam, lunch prasadam, then only I will eat. Whereas if your Guru Maharaj is staying on the other side of the globe, timings are different, and you are saying this side of the globe, timings are different. When Guru Maharaj is night for the Guru Maharaj and day for you, then how can you follow that instruction, right? You know, it's not practical. The Guru Maharaj, what is the principle is important. We should not go to, you know, principle is an important. You know, take prasadam with the association of the devotees, that is important. It's not that only my Guru Maharaj, after he completes his lunch, then only I will eat. And that's not practical. No, Guru Maharaj, Gurus, nowadays, in this moment, it's giving different instructions according to disciples. They should practice according to the where they are living. It's not that the principal is chanting 16 rounds. Therefore, the instruction given by Guru Maharaj and in the Brahma Murta recommended for according to the situation of the devotee. But if you say that my Brahma Murta is a night and for your Brahma Murta is a day, then you cannot do that. So that's a different issue. So, and also the organization, the where you are living, the which community you are living, you should speak with the local authority. That is also, you know, they are also Siksha Gurus. They will tell the instructions according to their time, place and circumstances. Then one should follow that. If you are not following that, then it will be a mess. You know, there will be misunderstandings between the authority and you. No, my Guru Maharaj says only do this, though I am only doing this. Then it's not going to work out. And I'm sure that no Guru Maharaj will say, you know, go against your authority. I'm sure that's go against your, rebel against your authority. No Guru will say like that. And also devotees, whoever you are living, because they are important, because they are seeing you day in and day out, that how you are practicing Krishna consciousness. When your practice is going down, then immediately the fellow devotee will recognize something is wrong with him. Whereas in the family, immediately the wife or husband will recognize something is wrong with this. When you are practicing, you know, Krishna consciousness in not a way that we should practice. So we should practice instructions and we should communicate properly with the Guru Maharaj so that we will practice Krishna consciousness properly. Otherwise, it will be like a mess in your Krishna consciousness, mess in other Krishna consciousness, others Krishna consciousness also. So we should be careful enough and also follow the rules and regulations according to the instructions given by local people. That's it. So, sure.
I was thinking about this thing that a devotee has found a complete shelter in the spiritual masters and the God brothers and God sisters. There's nothing wrong in that.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking that a person has external ears and has his heart also. So if he has found his shelter in hearing from heart only from his spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada and God brothers and God sisters, there's nothing wrong in that. If whatever he is hearing from others, he is seeing that through the training that he has from Srila Prabhupada, the spiritual master, and God brothers and God sisters. So is that thinking correct?
Yeah, it's like, as I told, like Guru Maharaj says that, you know, like, follow these instructions, then it is good for you. Then the Guru Maharaj, any Guru Maharaj will not say that, you know, go against authority. You know, you will only, you know, emphasize on hearing or chanting or reading. That's all. If the Guru Maharaj doesn't say, okay, this, for example, I'll give my example, my life. You know, my Guru Maharaj is only focused on Varanashrama Dharma. Cow protection, farm community, and developing the Varnashrama way of kind. And if my Guru Maharaj said an instruction that develop farm community here, bring the cows in the temple, then it will be a havoc. And yes. What he gives the basic principle is he knows where he is living. According to time, place, circumstances, he gives an instructions. There is nothing wrong in following his instructions. He will say that just get up early in the morning, chant your rounds, then all your problems will be solved. That kind of instruction is giving. So we should follow that bunch. Then that is, you are equally following the instruction. There is nothing wrong in that. And then Guru sees that where he is living, and how, in which time, place, circumstances he is living. Accordingly, he will give instructions. If my Guru Maharaj says that, do farm community, means where should I do? Where should I, grow fields, and where should I bring the cows in the temple? It's not practical. So he knows what instruction should I give, because disciples and Guru Maharaj, you should have proper communication. If you have proper communication between your Guru and yourself, then accordingly instruction comes. As in your case, then if you are getting real pleasure from the hearing from spiritual master Prabhupada, then that practice is synchronizing well in the present situation where you are doing, and that practices is harmonized according to the local authority, then it is fantastic. It is good.
Yeah, when it comes to services and practical instructions, practical things to do, services to do, it makes sense to hear authority. And I was just thinking more in terms of hearing in general, some philosophical things.
Correct.
Then person has to hear externally from everybody.
Yeah.
But then try to relate it with the training that he has from his own spiritual master and God brothers, God sisters.
Correct. And then one more thing, if it's like something like this, okay, I only hear my Guru Maharaj classes, I don't hear anybody's classes, that is become fanatic. It's like I don't speak anything, I don't talk to anybody, I don't be with any other classes, only my Guru Maharaj classes, then it will become an orthodox fanatic kind of thing.
Yes.
It's like a ritual kind of, rituals, they don't, Prabhupada only is a Prabhupada is a guru. There's no other gurus are bona fide.
No, I was thinking more in terms of from outside ISKCON.
Outside.
If we are hearing from friends, colleagues, it's not that I will not hear anybody.
Correct.
We hear from everybody.
Yeah.
We learn from everybody. We learn from even new people who come to Krishna consciousness.
Correct.
We can learn from them also. We can hear from them also.
Yes.
We can be submissive with them also. But as long as it goes in line with our training from our spiritual master, God brother, God sister, Shri Prabhupada.
Yes, nice comment, Prabhu. Thank you.
Thanks.
Anyone has anything?
Hare Krishna. All right, this is real tight. regarding the hearing process too, I'm just speaking on my own behalf, and maybe others relate to it. They may or may not, but one thing I realize is that I'm under the influence of Mahamaya, in case you haven't noticed. And generally speaking, we see that whatever we're hearing every day, we may say, I hear only ISKCON. But we have to be honest with ourselves. How much TV are we watching? How much internet are we watching? How much pornography are we watching? I hear only ISKCON. And so Buddha says, he says, let no man think lightly of evil, saying in his heart, it will not come upon me. Even by the falling of water drops, a water pot is filled. The fool becomes full of evil, even if he gather it little by little through Facebook, through Twitter, through the internet. Why? Because what do they show on these TVs? They show people criticizing each other, fault finding, getting revenge, being envious. We never see anyone, a movie where people are loving and respectful. That movie will never sell, first of all. So if we're conditioned to hearing that, we may say, I hear ISKCON. But if we're hearing that all the time, that's how we're going to be conditioned to respond to circumstances despite hearing the Bhagavatam. So for my own purification, I have to be honest with myself. I'm hearing pretty much everything but Prabhupada and ISKCON. Let me try to get more serious and be respectful to devotees and whatever their knowledge you're trying to give me, let me try to learn from that. So I'm speaking on my own behalf, nobody else. And so anyway, I just want to share a point. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Grandra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Gaur Premanande.